Everybody loves to celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ, yet what did the disciples commemorate? There are also many traditional images we have surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh, born a sinless human being, and dwells among us. We see images of Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in a humble stable with cows or oxen, a donkey, and some sheep, with a baby lying in a wooden manger, slightly overflowing with hay or straw. The shepherds worshiping him and the wise men are there bowing before him as they present their gifts. We may even see a little drummer boy standing by, though he's not found within the scriptures. We also think about the dramatic, brilliant, and startling angelic announcement of the arrival of the Savior to the shepherds as they kept watch over their flocks by night. These shepherds, we understand, were shepherds officially entrusted to care for flocks which produced unblemished lambs to be sacrificed as sin offerings in the temple. In Luke 2:10 through 12, Scripture tells us, "And the angel of the Lord said unto them, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The Greek word for manger is phatne, translated as manger. In most English translations of the New Testament, it means stall. The sign to the shepherds was finding the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, special strips of cloth wound around the baby, lying in a stall. How could it be that this sign would tell the shepherds exactly where to find the baby Jesus? In Micah 5:2, Scripture again tells us a ruler, the Savior, would come out of Bethlehem. This was confirmed by the chief priests and scribes when the wise men came to Jerusalem to look for the newly born king. "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" Matthew 2:2. But did you know that in the time of Jesus, just outside of Bethlehem, there was a former military watchtower that was called in the Hebrew Migdal Eder, which means Tower of the Flock. The lower level was used for birthing lambs, which would be closely examined and later be used for sin offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. This structure contained stalls for sheltering ewes who were about to bear their lambs. We are told there was one particular stall where the newborn lambs were placed and wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect them from the king, damage, and or blemish in order for them to be acceptable for sacrifice. In Micah 4:8 it tells us, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee it shall come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." So at the direction of the angel, these shepherds who knew, raised, cared for, and closely examined sacrificial lambs understood exactly where to find and examine the newborn king in the tower of the flock, lying in a stall, a manger, where the lambs were to be sacrificed for the sins of the people. God arranged the perfect birthplace for his only begotten Son, the perfect Lamb, to be sacrificed for the sins of the world. Everybody loves Christmas. We get together, we eat, we give presents to each other, the lights are beautiful, and then there's a little baby, baby Jesus. Who, I ask, cannot get excited about a little baby, especially Jesus, the Son of God? As a matter of fact, people make much ado of the birth of Christ, and rightfully so. But did you know that in the Bible we can find no record that the early church ever celebrated Christmas? I'm not saying that it is wrong to celebrate the birth of Christ, of course not. Yet the early church did not memorialize or commemorate the birth of Christ. It memorialized the death of Christ, and it's called the Lord's Supper. Again, it was to commemorate what? His death, not his birth.
Here we go.
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, Two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, again, here we are, December 24th, and it's super warm outside. I don't need to tell you why it's super warm outside, but that's all we have to do is look up. We're experiencing that again here in the state of Minnesota. So with that, read Deuteronomy 28:24. I said to you the other day when we were doing the program, I said that people need to pay attention to the fact that during the holiday season, you know, I'm talking about Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, so on and so forth, you need to pay attention to what your federal and state governments are doing because they're attacking you while you're celebrating these particular holidays. Okay, in fact, that's exactly what's going on. So keep your eyes peeled, friends. And if you want to check what I'm telling you, go ahead and look to your past. Like our forefathers told us to study the past, friends, and see what's been pushed through during the holiday seasons while the American people are with their families. You have crook politicians in the halls of government pushing unconstitutional policies to undermine who we are as a people, to further enslave us. So with that, I do want you to pay attention to that. Wanted to give you a heads up there. Don't want my listeners in any sense of the word. I don't want you to be enslaved. I don't want you to be ensnared. Pay attention to Ephesians 4:14. Also pay attention to the fact that Jesus said in parallel to what I'm saying, in contrast, antithetical to what I'm saying right now, is that the truth makes us free. It does not keep us in bondage. And what is that in correlation to what Thomas Jefferson said? He said, "The price of liberty is eternal vigilance." We need to keep our eyes open, friends. Again, I've said it a million times and I'll say it a million times. As long as the Lord allows me to continuously remain here, friends, you are under attack and your enemies are not without, they are within. Okay? I wanted to give you a heads up too. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to bring you over to social media platforms to those that can watch. If you can't, you're one of our affiliates across the country. I will paint the picture as always. And what I want to show you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, is one of the things I'd brought up in the past concerning politicians. Again, I want to make clear, in America, you don't have leaders, you have representatives. Again, you don't have leaders, you have representatives. The only leader that you have is no king but King Jesus. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Okay, period. Nothing more to talk about when it comes to that issue. But one of the things that I brought up in the past is representatives, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis, who have been busted doing drugs live. And I want to give you a little taste of what I'm talking, no pun intended, of course, But I want to give you a little taste of this because, America, you've been warned about the politicians that are in the current administration today. You've been warned about them about a million times over. I want you to make clear, friends, in your minds and in your hearts, these are not the people's picks. These are the ones that are extorted and compromised and dictated to do what it is that their handlers tell them to do. And for some reason or another, that they think that they're impervious to the law. They're above the law. They think they're demigods. One such individual is Marco Rubio, who's been called out a million times. He's an absolute globalist. He's an absolute clown. The kid was born with a silver spoon in his mouth like so many others. And it's interesting. This is making its rounds right now, and this is PBS News. It doesn't matter the news outsource because it's just the point of which we're making, and it's on all of the outlets. So you can, again, see Marco prove the point that I'm in conveying to you. What Marco's doing here is he just got done snorting a line of cocaine, and you can clearly see, if you've ever been in the party life, if you've ever been in the rock and roll world, that's exactly what he's doing. Nobody questions it. We all know what he's doing, except all the good professors that don't know the difference between their left hand and their right hand. He takes a line, he gets up, he's all funny, he's rubbing his nose, he's licking his mouth. And again, I'll just go ahead and let you see this. This is incredible, but he's doing it right in the face of the world because, again, friends, they live knowing that nobody's going to hold them accountable. Well, let's see how long that lasts.
Today,
You were introducing yourself.
No. Vladimir. Definitely not. Definitely not. Vladimir
Putin.
What
are you doing here?
Nick Schifrin, PBS NewsHour.
Watch
Vladimir
his mouth.
Had his own end of year press
today?
Conference today.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to step
he's
up.
He's higher than a kite, yeah. People.
His went,
he
I think,
is higher
four
a kite.
Hours, so we got
drinking water. Yep.
He just, and he said he was willing to end the war in Ukraine.
I bet you he didn't do it in Spanish.
Listen to what he's doing. Right. When is the last time you've ever seen Rubio act like this, people?
He said he was willing to end the war in Ukraine based on principles he had outlined last summer, and that included a complete Ukrainian withdrawal.
See him rubbing his
regions,
mouth, biting his lip.
Are not occupied by Russia. Recognition
licking
of
his
occupied
mouth.
Russian territory in Ukraine and the complete lifting of sanctions.
That this is what it looks like, people. Your politicians. This is
so
dictators, administrations
is the US
from the past to the present. This is
Russian
nothing
territory.
New going on here.
I think ultimately there is what people say, and I'm not claiming that that's not his position. I'm just saying there's what people say and then what people do. In the end, we're not going to base our
he is higher in a kite. Now, I got another one of these because right at the offset, what he's doing is he's rubbing his nose. And again, you can see clearly what he did.
Vladimir
yep, there
Putin
he goes.
Today,
there he goes. So you see what he's doing here, friends.
Definitely not.
This is what it
definitely
looks like not. When Vladimir someone does cocaine. some will say, well, that's an isolated incident. Absolutely not. I got other videos from a Macron who's married to a man. And a camera walks into the room, and right when they walk into the room, the guy on the right here, the German, I don't know if it's a German, oh, he's an advisor from Germany. And then you have the installed sodomite, the said President Macron, caught with drugs, and then they're hiding the cocaine spoon. So go ahead, check this out as well. Yep, so you can see the right hand. You can just see he just got done covering it up. You've seen Newsom, drunker, Swazalide, let's say it that way. Swazalide in front of the American people on camera, all the while knowing he's got a drinking problem. And again,
German
friends,
advisor.
It just goes on. I've actually got video as well of a bunch of said representatives right before a news conference, and the camera goes behind them, and they're all doing lines on the back table right before they go live. Again, Americans, I'm telling you, you better get a hold of this said representative government because they are out of line. Again, one thing I think that we're all beginning to understand is when they say that they're doing something, we can look the other direction. Isaiah 5:20. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. This is not isolated. We know that the CIA traffics cocaine. The FBI traffic cocaine into America. And if that's not true, just talk to Barry Seal. Oh, that's right. He was assassinated by Oliver North. If you've never seen Cocaine Cowboys, friends, maybe it's time for you to understand what's going on, because this isn't, again, happening without. It's happening within. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSradio.com.
Oh my goodness.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I just wanted to kind of verify this one for you as well, friends, because I know people think that this is unthinkable. But again, if the American people understand the mind of a criminal and criminal organizations, you'll understand perfectly as to why they do what they do. Now, in this particular case, speaking of the CIA and the FBI and the government working in cahoots with the likes of Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. and trafficking cocaine back in the 80s, he was known as the biggest drug dealer in America. That is factual information. If you've not seen the documentary Cocaine Cowboy, friends, just to show you how corrupt your system is. And again, the mainstream media is trying to sell to you that they're the good guys. And I'm not saying that there's not good guys in these unconstitutional agencies, but if they were good, friends, they wouldn't be there in the first place. Same thing with the FBI. But here's a picture of the CIA plane crash with 4 tons of cocaine on it. And again, they're protecting us from drug cartels. No, they're trafficking the drugs into America. I'd brought up Barry Seal as well. Barry Seal was one of the individuals that was actually a former Vietnam airplane pilot. And he would basically go into Mena, Arkansas and back over to foreign countries to pick up the cocaine. I've even seen videos where the foreign presidents that they're picking up the cocaine from to bring to America are actually helping load the drugs. Barry Seal was busted. He had come out and he was basically going to uncover the whole operation to the CIA because, after all, again, he was the one that was, transporting the cocaine from country to America, from foreign country to America, from foreign country to America. Well, lo and behold, within a week and a half, he was assassinated mysteriously, friends. And it's also noted in Cocaine Cowboys that it was actually Oliver North that gave the branch, because he was, or the nod to go ahead and assassinate him, because I know Oliver North has been sold to the American people as the good guy. You should see what happens when he's questioned about these certain things. He gets irate about it, but he was overseeing these operations, friends, and he's also the one that gave the nod to go ahead and assassinate Barry Seal a week and a half later. And by the way, a corrupt judge also helped the process of making sure that Barry Seal never opened up his mouth. And guess who was directly behind it? None other than George W. Bush and, again, the Clintons. You're just not going to get away from this, friends. And if you want to dig into it a little bit deeper, again, go to Cocaine Cowboys and or go over to American Made. It shows in part the movie that was made about Barry Seal as to the truth of the matter concerning these drug operations that are going on in the United States. Also wanted to show you something here. You guys noticed that Donald Trump is coming out, and he is just putting his foot down on all these drug operations, right? Or so he would have you believe. You guys all know what I'm talking about, right? Here, I'll go ahead and play this for you, and then I want to comment real quick.
Whether you are a dealer or doctor or trafficker or a manufacturer, if you break the law and illegally peddle these deadly poisons, we will find you, we will arrest you, and we will hold you accountable.
Yay!
400 pounds of fentanyl, enough to wipe out entire cities, stored not in a cartel bunker, but in the private mansion of a Florida gubernatorial candidate.
Yay.
Alongside tactical rifles, encrypted cartel ledgers, and shipment lists tied to multiple overdose.
I got a couple of things here to say, okay? The first thing is this. Now, is what you're seeing here true? Yeah, probably is. A Florida gubernatorial candidate running for that position, obviously, was busted with all of these drugs and all of these weapons. There's no surprise with any of this. This has been going on in this country for a long time. But while we heard Donald Trump, and that's the first point I want to make, Donald Trump is coming out and saying, we'll find you, we'll find you, we'll find you, and we will deal with you to the fullest extent of the law. Yay! Yay! Say all the dense Americans. Yay! Awesome! That's so wonderful! He's the best! Do you guys realize that on December 2nd of 2025, that same guy right there, again, legitimizing the point, in verifying my point and affirming and confirming the point of what I know I'm talking about here, friends, it was Donald Trump who pardoned Juan Orlando Hernandez. Who's that? The former president of Honduras who was convicted of drug trafficking and sentenced to 45 years in a U.S. prison. Hernandez was released from federal custody on December 2nd, 2025. Do you know that he was trafficking into America over 400 pounds of cocaine? So while Donald's telling you what you want to hear, guess what he just did? He just granted clemency to this drug trafficker who was trafficking over 400 tons of, I'm sorry, is it tons? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, friends. I said pounds. It's 400 tons of cocaine bound for the United States of America. Donald Trump grants clemency. At the same time, he's telling you he will deal with them. See, this is what they do, friends. It's the same thing with Mitch O'Connell. Do you guys remember Mitch, Mr. Anti-Drug himself, who was busted? His in-laws, they're Chinese, they're communists, and his in-laws own a whole fleet of ships. One was called Ping Mei. Do you remember when he was busted transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine, and he was busted, and yet you didn't hear a peep from the mainstream media concerning his crimes? How does Mitch McConnell sell himself to you? How does he sell himself to you, friends? As the good guy, the anti-drugger. What is he doing? Just the exact opposite. I do a whole program on this, a whole show on this. Political champions. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Another one was a gun trafficker out of San Francisco, Senator Lee. He sold himself as the anti-gunner when in fact he was busted and thrown into prison for 5 years for trafficking high-powered magazines, or weapons, forgive me. This is insane what's going on here. And people, if you want to know what the problem with our country is, it's just that.
Okay. Also wanted to highlight this. One of the things that we've known, another point here, one of the things that we have known for a long time now is the homosexuals, they play the victim when in fact they're trying to make a prayer to the kids. We all know that now, right? We understand that they don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're perpetuating the crime by playing the victim. I've said it a million times. I wish people would listen to this. They love to grab your hair, pull your hair, slap your face, and then cry victim status when the media shows up. Well, the Muslims are doing the same exact thing methodically as the homosexuals are. Our laws condemn both. Right behind them, guess who else is also doing it? We have the likes of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is Milikowski. And as you know, for those that listen, he's not Hebrew. He's got no Hebrew DNA in him. Not a one of them has that's been a prime minister in that Rothschild created Israel, which is not God's chosen. It's the synagogue of Satan. But they're the ones that are responsible for teaching others to do the same thing as they use them as political battering rams, or as they say, a broom to sweep away their political opposition. And what I'm saying here, friends, is we have some film here. Now we're Netanyahu because he lost the narrative. They're selling themselves as the children of God when everybody knows they're not the children of God. Everybody knows that modern day Israel is not the Israel of God. The church is the Israel of God. We all know that Theodore Herzl is the one responsible, who is an atheist, along with the Rothschilds, who claims and makes proclamation to the entire world that I'm the one that is responsible for creating modern Israel. But yet they want the world to believe that somehow or another they're the victims of what they call anti-Semitism. They're not even Jewish, people. Do you understand what they're doing? They're not even Jewish. And they want you to believe that they're under attack. By who? Now, I think the problem is, and I know where they lost their narrative, is because people are looking at this clown right here, who is a devil incarnate, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, who's going around attacking countries, Gaza, he's attacking other countries worldwide, using our military because our said politicians are extorted. Don't ask me, just ask Milikowski. Well, they've lost the narrative, friends. TPUSA is crashing big time, okay? Because people are catching on to who they are and what it is that they are. I wish people would have listened to us a long time ago concerning who TPUSA was from its very inception. But now we're here and people are now understanding almost 20 years later as to what we were trying to warn you of. Well, the money that's going into TPUSA is coming from these people that are claiming victim status. So what happens when Netanyahu and the Zionists within and your administration, friends, who have sold out to a foreign country, who are servitude to a foreign country, namely the current administration, what happens when Americans catch on? You begin to see them freak out a little bit, don't you? Here, listen to this. This is interesting because Netanyahu is now going around threatening Western nations, telling them this anti-Semitic stuff it's got to stop. You need to stop now. This is what's going to happen if you don't.
You don't censor. We're coming for you. Watch this. Let me read it. I demand. Listen to how he talks. I demand.
I'm going to go ahead and pull this over on the other side. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 800-480-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don't wait till the last segment, friends. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I was just talking about how Mylakowski, you know him as Netanyahu, he's under a false pretense. He operates under false pretenses. But everybody knows who he is, and he's a war criminal. And matter of fact, I'm doing a video on this right now. I got a guy from Germany putting this together for me, and this is becoming very prevalent. People are awakening up to the fact that, wait a second, you guys said that you were God's chosen people, and what the word says, you're supposed to judge them by their fruit. Well, what their fruit is actually exposing of them that claim to be the children of God are actually the fruit of the devil. And that's what's happening, and that's why they're losing the narrative today. The only ones pushing this pro-Zionism, we're the Jews of the Lord message is none other than the heretics in the pulpits that are paid to do so, the Jack Hibbs of the world, the John Hagees, cult leaders like Greg Locke, the list goes on. And when you look at the politicians, friends, they're all in on it together. You see where their allegiance is being shown. It's at the Western Wall. In Americans seem somehow to be happy about what's going on. And the people that I'm talking about that are happy about what's going on are those that are showing up to the TPUSA meetings. And you can see their meetings are getting smaller. Their ratings are falling, folks, leaps and bounds. I mean, they are dropping quick. And again, it's catching up real quick. And so what happens when they lose the narrative? That's all I want you to see what happens when they lose the narrative. I also want to show you this. So on social media platforms, what I'm showing is a picture of Netanyahu, my Lakowski. Okay? He's a devil, people. He is the devil incarnate. He is one of them. He's an evil, evil human being. Okay, Revelation 3:9, John 8:44. Notice on the left there, you see a flag. They call it the Star of David. You do all realize that that biblically does not exist. Some say it's a seal of Solomon. Nonsense. It's nowhere to be found in the Bible. Again, it's predicated on what? Mysticism. It's made up. It's all made up. See, they've created this whole narrative, friends, that's been falsified, that runs perpendicular to the Word of God. And the only way that they get away with doing this kind of stuff is the people staying away from the Word of God that exposes these devils for who they are. And if you call yourself a Christian, you better repent and read your Bible, because it's not going to take you more than 5 or 10 minutes to figure out what I'm telling you is spot on scripturally. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. So again, let me go back and show you what happens when you lose the narrative. Listen carefully.
Listen to this. I demand that Western governments
translation
do what is necessary to fight anti-Semitism.
Doesn't exist.
And provide the required safety and security for Jewish communities worldwide.
Sounds like the Somalians in Minnesota. Sounds like the sodomite agenda, right? Remember what I was talking about concerning the victim position they always put themselves in? Yep, it's exactly what's going on again. They sit there and attack people. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And then once the people figure out who they are and what they're responsible for, they expel them from their country. For those that did not know, did you know that these Zionists, those that claim to be what they're clearly not, did you know that they've been expelled from over 109 countries? Maybe you should ask the question why that is, rather than taking it for Fox News and those useful idiots that are reading the teleprompter and taking them for face value. It'd probably be a do yourself a service, because it would probably bring about the resolve that maybe you don't want to see, but maybe you really do want to see, as to what Bradley Dean is continuously driving you towards concerning the truth. Put that up against Ephesians 5:11. Let's listen to just a minute more of this.
It would be well advised to heed our warning.
Yep, he's threatening people that don't fall in line. Do you understand?
I demand action from them now. Whoa.
I demand action from them now. Do you guys know that that whole state of modern day Israel lives off the money and the taxpayers of the United States of America? It's set up as a welfare system. Did you know that they live off the American people? You guys are complaining about all the Muslims that are coming into America. Guess who sent them in? The Zionists. To do exactly what they're doing right now. This massive fraud, they're getting federal protection, friends, on a state level. That's why nobody's been prosecuted. That's why you have an Ilhan Omar. That's why you have a Rashida Tlaib. That's why you have a Keith Ellison. That's why you have 90 others that are seeking office in the United States of America. That's why you have a Zohran Mamdani, who claimed to be a Muslim until he got into office. And then we found out that he was allied to guess who, friends? The Zionists. And remember, Donald Trump was going to go ahead and arrest them. And a week later, he has them in the People's White House talking about how he's got good ideas and he's a good guy. This is the history of Donald Trump. But again, Americans, this is what's going on in your world today. Speaking of which, I want to show you this, because today's message is, are we supposed to submit to these criminals? Can I just ask people a little a common sense question? Should we submit to these people? Can anybody show me where they have constitutional authority to assail the people they're supposed to serve? Can anybody tell me where they're deriving their just powers from, their delegated powers from, if not the American people, to attack the American people? I just got done telling you that. Okay, so let me show you. This guy's under 60 open investigations. 60. 60 open investigations, hundreds of employees, literally hundreds of employees have pointed their finger at Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar, and Keith Ellison for Feeding the Future fraud, which is now exceeding $9 billion. What does he do? What does a communist do? He uses the law against the law. So here you have it.
Got here afterwards, it doesn't matter. We're here now. We're the ones fixing it. You have my guarantee on this.
Okay, here Tim Walz said, the one that's responsible for the fraud, said, we're here fixing this. You have my guarantee. Do you guys know that in the state of Minnesota right now is he's the one that wants to be the fox in the chicken coop? He wants absolutely all control over the investigative process that he's responsible for. Okay? Y'all with me? I just want to make clear you're all with me. It's important that you're with me so I can expose the idiocies that we see going on in this country today. Now, what am I talking about? Here, I want to show you what the people in the state of Minnesota are putting up with. Now, listen carefully again. 60 open investigations. This is a representative from America. 60 open investigations. He's been busted for fraud. He's been busted for treason, crimes that advocate for pedophilia. Everything our laws condemn, he is under investigation for now. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this.
It's not about keeping people safe. It's about
he's going after Donald Trump.
Generating fear. It's about generating headlines.
And you all the well know I'm not defending Donald Trump, but you listen to Tim Walz. What are they doing? They're doing nothing but accusing each other of the crimes that they're both guilty of.
It's public safety by political theater. And not only is it not keeping people safe, it's putting people at risk. It's putting
who's the ones putting us at risk, friends? More than these corrupt said representatives. They are. What is he doing? He's putting a straw man there that doesn't exist. He wants you to be stupid enough to believe what he is telling you is true. Who's he talking about? They're putting us at risk. He's the one that's under 60 investigations. He's the one that all the employees are pointing their finger at. And he's now telling you the truth that he's going to go out there and he's going to get all the bad guys? Okay.
People that they say they're targeting at risk, it's putting other innocent Minnesotans at risk. It's putting law enforcement at risk.
It is.
And I will not be lectured about protecting law enforcement for the people who...
Folks, he's done nothing but attack law enforcement in the state of Minnesota. There's a whole documentary on that. Minneapolis has fallen. If you've not seen it, take the time. Again, folks, he's still there attacking what? He's still attacking somebody else for what he is responsible for. And he's trying to get people in the state of Minnesota to convince them and the United States to say, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm going to oversee it, and I'm going to take care of these criminals. Listen to this.
Investigated January 6th and attacked people who were my friends of Capitol Police. Right. So Minnesotans will not be lectured by this administration about anything, especially about public safety and human decency.
Human decency.
Yesterday, a U.S. citizen, a member of SEIU, was racially profiled and harassed by ICE agents right here in Minneapolis. In Minnesota, we'll prosecute criminals because of their actions.
He is the
regardless
criminal.
Regardless of their race, their background, their immigration status.
Yeah.
But we'll never target people because of those things.
See the yes men behind him? Those are individuals that are part of the administration that are guilty of doing the same thing that he is. Those that have basically prospered and have taken advantage of these frauds, okay?
The distinction matters. When law enforcement is driven by profiling or intimidation, it undermines all the trust in the community.
Undermines all the trust. That's exactly what he represents right there, people. He's a criminal. He's dangerous. And what's crazy, he believes his lies.
It makes us less safe. And it pulls resources away.
Pulls resources away. $9 billion in fraud in the state that he's responsible for. What is he doing? He's accusing others of what he's guilty of, just like his father, the devil.
From doing the real work of crime.
Revelation 12:10.
Minnesota's not going to play along with their strategy. Will not.
He is reading everything, by the way.
Our communities to be used as political theater or for their personal benefit. I think it's pretty clear to all of us exactly what this president is doing.
He's blaming the president for doing. Now listen carefully.
Targeting states and communities that he has a national political fight against and that he doesn't agree with. It's also a distraction from his own personal crimes that are out there.
It's also a distraction from his own personal crimes out there. What are they doing, friends? This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Minnesota, Americans, you need to take your representatives by the scruff of the neck and hold them accountable for their crimes.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We're going to go ahead and take our friend Bob from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bob. What say you, my friend, from the most southern state of our union? It's all yours.
Yeah. Well, it may be Florida, actually, most southern state. But I've been working with this Article 4, Section 4, the only written guarantee in the Constitution. Have you ever taken a deep dive into that? And I'm able to solve problems with the Islamatization of America, the FedEx and their H-1B-1 visas, and, you know, laying off true Americans. I think we're missing our biggest opportunity to get remedy and serious penalties. It's amazing. Tench Cox, who was more important than Madison, Hamilton, and Jay when they were writing the Federalist Papers, Tench Cox was going to all the states and getting broad coverage there. But it's, you know, we're taking the power of we the people out of our form of government. And this Article 4, Section 4 guarantee is there for a reason, so that when people do that, you know, they suffer serious penalties. It's treason or high treason. Yep. So anyway, I'd like you to look into that.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to figure out what you're in particular asking me, because I do have something to say about it, because we have concerning the Islamization, basically the alluring of illegals into this country treasonously through our said representatives, Article 3, Section 3. They've already committed the act of anything that stands against the law. That law stands there as a beacon to basically make reference to and condemning and to justifying, which lines itself up to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So when I'm looking at what's going on in this country in particular, I can think of the McCarran Act. I can think of where common sense comes into play, first and foremost, even before the McCarran Act. And then going back over to Article 4, Section 4, and then looking at the purpose of what a politician, which is a slang word, they're supposed to be statesmen or stateswomen. When they serve we the people, they swear to uphold the law. What we find is they're actually the ones transgressing the law, which is found in 1 John 3, 4. So if the people don't want to, and this is a perfect segue into what I'm going to be talking about in just a second here, Bob. If the people, we've already seen these politicians shred the law 10,000 times over that I've been in ministry for the last 30 years. I've seen nothing but them transgressing the law. I see the people going along with it at every given turn. That's what we call Trump derangement or politician derangement. They love him so much that, you know, regardless if he does what he says he's going to do and if he serves the Lord the way that he said he would or not, it doesn't matter, because what they'll do is they'll correct themselves rather than the one that should be corrected. And that definition right there, my friend, is idolatry. And really what it is a bunch of revolters turning their backs on the Lord, because Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven that they themselves are feeding on today. And so we see this so many different directions. Bob, here's my conclusion to what you're talking about. No matter what happens to the American people, if they like the politician, they're going to get behind him and they're going to prop him up all the way to their own demise, love it or lump it. It doesn't matter. That's exactly what they've been doing. But see, what they got to deal with is the 490 million guns in the hands of over 345 million people. That's why they're doing their best to disarm the American people, which, might I add, is a mercy between us and our freedom. And so that's our last stand, because that enforces all of the other laws that should be enforced. But what blows me away more than anything, Bob, is the fact that the American people have let it go this far. We're talking about, and I've been highlighting over the last couple of minutes, Tim Walz, who's been, ever since his incumbency, we've known that he's been picked up and dropped off here. He's not from Minnesota. He's been doing nothing but attacking the state, the people. He's responsible for what he's responsible for. And yet, what are the people of Minnesota doing? They're just sitting back acting like this is some sort of game, like it's a game, like their freedoms, to have their freedoms, like nothing bad could ever take, nobody could ever take them away from us. And yet that's what they're doing right in front of their faces. And they're sliding into the same hole that they're allowing the politicians to dig. And the politicians need to understand they're going to fall into the same hole too. They just haven't figured that out yet. They will, because that is the judgment of the living God. So as long as the American people are going to sit back and tolerate this nonsense and these crimes committed by their said representatives, both on the federal level and the state level, then you know what? They deserve exactly what they get. And you say, well, that's kind of a cold answer. No, it's not. It's not my job to drag the people in this country over the hill with me. It's my job to point the finger to the law that condemns the crime and holds them accountable. That's what I'm talking about, in condemning the crime and bringing judgment upon their heads. They would rather suffer the abuse, Bob, than to right themselves concerning the suffrages that they're under right now. They're not willing to take hold of Article 2, Section 4 in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. They don't want the answers, and I'm about ready to show you that in just a moment. But Bob, I'll give you the last word, my friend. Those are my thoughts.
Okay. And I love all that. And real quick, I'm trying to do the whole Declaration Constitution with five first. First, the first sentence of the King James Bible, the first sentence of the Declaration, which is creation and the Bible, the first sentence of U.S. law, which is we the people.
Yep.
So we got to quit thinking we can elect people or fix things. It's got to be us showing up in the commissions, councils, and boards. And then looking at the first article, which is one, all legislative powers and all the purse strings, and then the only guarantee, Article 4, Section 4. I'm in this numerous chats with delegates that go to the GOP convention every 2 years, and it's just astonishing. And even, you know, we had one of our major candidates for replacing Paxton as AG because Paxton's running for Senate, and he can't answer anything.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I don't know what to do.
Well, and they just keep doing. Just keep
listening to you.
Yeah, just keep doing. No, don't just keep listening to me. Just keep doing what you know to do, Bob. Because people are paying attention to what we do more so than what we say. And if they see that we practice what we preach, well, we're all doing what we can do. And we're just, our hope is that the Lord will answer the way that he said he would. As John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what we're doing. Is this going for naught, though it's cumbersome? No. Why? Because the Lord promised it wouldn't be. Folks, this is just a show that the devil, he's basically mocking the people by what they put up with. And yet, and I've said this before, and I'm talking to Bob right now, friends, is the fact that you got 345 million people in this country putting up with the crimes of less than 1.7% of the population, and they put up with it. And they put up with it. You know, Americans, let me ask you this. You know, you need to ask yourself the question why you have all these unconstitutional agencies, why they're being weaponized against the American people. Now, we just had one on last month where the FBI raided this woman's house and her family's house at gunpoint for 5 hours for merely standing up against voter fraud. See, folks, when you're not afraid of these people, they lose all their power. See, they're riding over the top of the fear of the people, but the only thing that's going to get rid of the fear of man is the fear of God. And let me put that up against what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. He said that when the people fear the face of man, they don't fear the face of God. But when they fear the face of God, they don't fear the face of man. And what you're seeing is who the people in this country serve. It's they're serving corruption out of fear in many cases. Now, I want to play this for you one more time, and I want to show you what the resolve is, only to go back to Scripture in in Proverbs 28, where it says, evil men understand not judgment. And hopefully, Bob, you're paying attention to this. Listen to this.
To be used as political theater or for their personal benefit.
Just like him.
I think it's pretty clear to all of us exactly what this president is doing. He's targeting states and communities that he has a national political fight against and that he doesn't agree with. It's also a distraction from his own personal crimes that are out there being investigated while he's harassing others.
Okay, so he's also distracting the people from his own personal crimes. Isn't that what Tim Walz has been doing for the last 2 minutes over this last broadcast concerning the last segment? That's all he's been doing is distracting people from his crimes that he's committed. But here's the good news. This is why, listen to me. This is why you're in trouble, America. This is exactly why you're in trouble, because you just want to do nothing but talk and entertain yourself by the corrupt. And how that is entertaining, I have no idea. But maybe you want to look into the word entertain. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as you're being entertained, friends, you're losing your freedoms. You're being controlled. Listen to this. Alpha News, groundswell for Governor Tim Walz to resign continues to mount as Minnesotans. Here, I'm going to go ahead and shut this up. Hang on. I'll talk to you in 23 affiliates, but I'm going to finish this off. There is a mounting effort in Minnesota from a Minnesota mom who launches petition calling for Walz's resignation. Hey, folks. Don't worry about it. $9 billion and you're in office. Don't worry about it. The people aren't going to hold you accountable. They're just going to ask you to resign. Evil men understand not judgment.